This is Charles Starks, President and CEO of the Music City Center, and I enjoy listening to What's a 411 with Sharon Kay, my favorite talk show host.
Well, alrighty then. Hello, Nashville. All the truly wonderful people. It was so sunshiny, and then all of a sudden, here comes the clouds. We've been experiencing some beautiful sun all day today. And now it's time for you to go home from work, and the clouds came. I tried to hold them back for you. I tried. Anyway, I hope that your afternoon drive is good and going in the proper direction. Commander Chuck is going to have our up to the very second traffic report coming up in about 20 or so minutes. Now, today... peace, happiness, and fulfillment. Can I have it right now, Lord? I mean, you know, like right now. This is all I'm asking. Anyway, that's the subject matter today on the show. And, you know, it is hectic. Just hectic. Life is, I think, because of a lot of things technology-wise, so peace is unplugging, okay? Happiness is, don't call me. Oh, Lordy. You know, when you see people as you know, and I'll be going into further details with observations with Shannon Kaiser. She'll be along here shortly. She's an international life coach, author, and speaker. But right now... it's time to get our news from the community. And I know many of you have noticed that have seen an uptick in getting calls and information on healthcare, or we should have been seeing that. And the reason for that is it is open enrollment time. And we want to get some accurate information and not misinformation, which, you know, we're a nation of misinformation now. So we want to make sure that you all are clear. And we're happy to have Joshua Peak on. And you're going to talk about the Get America Covered plan and the sign up and everything and what folks can expect. Joshua, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Of course. This is a good information for our community to have affordable health care. You know, I'm glad we have the plan. I'm for it. And I want to make sure that accurate, up-to-date information is available. Because so many people still need health care. It's not funny.
That's true.
So you are going to give us... the best way how to get signed up, what to do if you're already in it, with, you know, this and that. So I want you to start with just the very basics for the audience, and then we're going to move in to talking more detailed on it, okay?
You bet. Open enrollment started last Friday, November 1st, and it runs until December 15th. The important thing to know is that you must sign up by December 15th, 2019, No matter if this is your first time getting covered or if you're returning to shop, because if you miss that December 15th deadline, you'll have to wait until next year's open enrollment period. And, you know, we want to make sure everybody gets covered and has coverage through the year. So that December 15th deadline is very important. The second thing that we try and tell everyone is that coverage is probably a whole lot cheaper than you think. Last year, 9 out of 10 people at healthcare.gov qualified for financial help to make their monthly premiums more affordable. So what does that mean? Well, 2 out of 3 healthcare.gov customers from Tennessee can find a plan for $10 or less this year, thanks to financial help. And 8 out of 10 can find a plan for less than $75. The important thing to know is that that sounds almost too good to be true. These plans normally cost hundreds of dollars, but because of the financial help that 9 out of 10 people get, it lowers the cost of those monthly premiums very significantly. So we definitely, if you have any need for insurance, we strongly recommend that you go to healthcare.gov, fill out an application. It only takes 5 or 10 minutes now. And see what you qualify for. See if there are plans available to you.
Okay.
The third thing. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, there's three. Keep going.
Yeah. So if people currently have coverage, we also recommend that they go to healthcare.gov and shop to see what's available for them this year. Plans and prices change, and most people can save lots of money if they go and look and see what's available this year. So even if you already have coverage, go and see what's available.
Now, Joshua, it's Peck, not Peak, right?
It's Peck, yes.
Okay. You are the co-founder of Get America Covered. What exactly is that, and have you always been around?
So Get America Covered was founded in 2017, not long after the Trump administration announced that they were cutting the outreach budget for healthcare.gov by 90%. They also cut in-person assistance by 84%. And myself and some colleagues who worked at healthcare.gov, we banded together and created Get America Covered to try and help get the word out, to make sure that people knew that that deadline was December 15th, and to make sure people knew that affordable plans were available.
Yeah, because it just really broke my heart when that happened, because I'm like, oh, you're trying to take the oxygen out of the program. That's pretty low down. You know, you create this thing and you want it to be successful, and come to find out you didn't care, didn't like it anyway. And now you're going to try to kill it. And one way to kill it is with misinformation, with disconnecting you from any, you know, I mean, it's like, this is so cruel. So, you know, I was very pleased to hear that you all were doing this, and, you know, however we can access it, let's do it.
Thank you. You know, I certainly felt the same way. And, you know, I think one of the most exciting, pieces of news we have this year is actually that the marketplaces, healthcare.gov, they're doing quite well. They've been incredibly resilient in light of all of the things that the Trump administration has done to make getting covered harder. In fact, this year in Tennessee, people have twice as many choices of plans to choose from. They'll have 28 this year instead of 14. So, you know, the options for consumers are increasing. Prices are stable, which is pretty unheard of in this space. So, you know, there's a very, very positive story happening, and all we really need to do is make sure that people go and see what's available, because the people who do have coverage are really happy with it. 84% of ACA, that's Affordable Care Act, Marketplace customers are satisfied with the coverage that they have, and we just want to make sure as many people get it as possible.
Now, how did these providers get in this network, in the marketplace? When you said you worked at health.gov, was there a bidding process or a plan process? And Have there been improvements in the, what they're offering?
Yeah, so when healthcare.gov was first created by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they invited all insurance companies to offer plans on the exchange.
Uh-huh.
Now, in order to offer plans on the exchange, they need to meet a set of requirements that essentially protect customers
uh-huh.
from junk plans.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, those requirements mean that they cannot discriminate based on pre-existing conditions. They cannot have annual or lifetime limits on coverage.
Uh-huh.
They must cover 10 essential benefits that includes prescription drugs and maternity, you know, benefits and contraceptive coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a long list of things. So any insurance company could compete. And when the marketplace first opened, there were a lot of insurance companies competing. But not long after, there were some winners and some losers.
Mm-hmm.
And those losers, people who weren't making money, they left the marketplace.
Hmm.
But what we've seen over the last few years is that the winners have grown much more confident in how to sell insurance
mm-hmm.
on the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, more plans are being offered in more places. And that means better prices for consumers and more competition also should lead to higher quality coverage.
Okay. And what are the most requested services? Somebody just recently asked me, they're like, I don't know, you know, what to pick, and, you know, I don't know this and that and the other. And do you all have people that, you know, when if somebody does call or contacts the marketplace piece, that they can actually talk with someone versus just staring at a screen and trying to figure it
yeah.
out?
So free help is available. So if people have questions about signing up or want to talk through their options with a trained
mm-hmm.
professional,
mm-hmm.
they can just give a call to 1-800-318-2596. That number is the number for healthcare.gov. That is a government phone number where trained professionals employed by the government
mm-hmm.
can give people unbiased advice
mm-hmm.
on the best coverage options for them. Alternatively, they can go to localhealth.healthcare.gov to find somebody in their area who can assist them one-on-one
mm-hmm.
In enrolling. You can do that in person.
Okay. Now, because I know they used to have people set up in the community and the grassroots level that, you know, because they've been on my show before, that was doing the sign-ups
mm-hmm.
and all that, and that dried up, of course, because they, you know, tried to unplug the thing. So what happened with all those folks?
So there are still some very brave navigators and assisters out
mm-hmm.
there helping people to enroll.
Oh.
If you go to local help, you may be connected with some. But as you pointed out, the budget for that work was cut by 84%.
Lord.
So unfortunately, there are far fewer people doing that this year.
Oh, no.
But, you know, if you need help, you should call 1-800-318-2596. Because, you know, help is really a phone call away, and it is available.
Okay, good. So that's encouraging. I'm a couple more things I want to get from you before I let you go. The you said some plans you can come in at $10. Does that mean that you absolutely have to have the very best health? That you know, you have to be in your proper weight and, you know, have nerves of steel and, you know, no other, you know, just no other issues, no conditions or anything of that nature. I mean, who's $10 healthy? I mean, really? I was trying to visualize who
yeah.
might that be.
So the great thing about the Affordable Care Act is when it passed, it became illegal for these plans to ask you any questions about your health,
okay.
You know, about your weight, about any conditions that you have. And that's because those quote-unquote pre-existing conditions can no longer be a factor
mm.
in determining whether or not you get covered or how much you have to pay. And so these $10 or less plans that two out of three healthcare.gov customers
mm-hmm.
in Tennessee are eligible for, those plans, which, to be fair, they cost hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the financial help available to 9 out of 10 healthcare.gov consumers, the cost of those premiums becomes less than $10. And to be frank, there are many people who are going to have access to plans with a monthly premium of, get this, $0.
Wow.
That is available. Now, those aren't necessarily going to be the best plans for everyone's situation.
Sure.
But if you're uninsured and you're thinking to yourself, I can't afford coverage,
yeah,
yet signing up for one of those plans should be a no-brainer.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you're still going to have out-of-pocket expenses, though, with that, right?
That's right. And in fact, for many of those $10 or less plans, the out-of-pocket expenses can be significant. Importantly, every plan sold at healthcare.gov includes a variety of preventative care that's free of charge. So you'll have to look at the details of the plan to figure out what is charged and what's not. Get America Covered, we typically recommend that if you can afford it, to look towards silver plans. That's the metal level of each plan gives you some indication of how the costs are balanced between premiums and out-of-pocket costs. And we think silver plans are a better deal for most people. And for many people who are lower income, sort of in the general range of $15,000 to $25,000 a year, again, for each person, it's going to be a little bit different.
Okay.
But for people in that income range, there's actually additional financial help available for out-of-pocket costs. So it makes your deductibles lower, and it makes your copays lower.
Mm-hmm.
But this only applies for silver plans.
Okay, excellent. And so it's just not about poor folks. This is about people that just don't have health insurance and want to get some.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Because I had a comment when I was mentioning this, and that person said, well, I didn't know the government. I said, look, you don't have any now, so what are you talking about? They thought it was just going to be the worst.
It's important that people know that all of the plans offered on the exchange right now are from private health insurance companies.
Right.
So, these are not plans that are run by the government. They're all run by private corporations.
Excellent. Well, I will tell you this, Joshua. I'm going to circle back around with you again to remind the people before the deadline for sure, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And the website again is for sign-ups as well?
Go to healthcare.gov.
Excellent. Okay, thank you so much. Joshua Peck is the co-founder of Get America Covered. And don't let the misinformation fool y'all into being stupid, because basically that's stupid is as stupid does or doesn't. And this, the community news segment, is one of the ways that we empower and inform on this particular broadcast. Now, I made a statement a minute ago about the clouds and Wednesday. and I'm just saying, Chuck, that it seems awfully fishy.
It seems to time out that way, doesn't it?
Every Wednesday afternoon from 3 o'clock on. It's like, what? Okay. It seems fishy to me. Because, we've been, on our Wednesday thing, it's like, we got to talk about rain or, traffic moving slow. Well, we're going to talk about traffic moving slow all the time. But, just those showers pop in and, weather issues pop in. And today looks like it's no different. And are you feeling confident that it's going to flow pretty well today, Chuck? Or is it just, classic Nashville?
Well, classic Nashville, I guess you could say, because it's now starting to pick up. Sharon, we're looking at a crash that must have just happened here. The fire department, it looks like the cavalry has just arrived here on 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. I'm looking at this crash right now up against the wall. Everybody's arriving here. It's westbound I-40 again near the airport exit, Donaldson Pike, but the heaviest flow, believe it or not, is going eastbound, headed back out towards Wilson County, making your way that direction there by the airport on 40 going east. Antioch Pike at Wingate, they're also dispatching a fire department to that location. Busy on the south loop, the west loop, and it's really picked up by you're trying to squeeze through the construction on 440 eastbound there at the 65 split. This traffic report brought to you by Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. That's Princess Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Are you over age 65? If so, it's time to get your ducks in a row about Medicare. Each fall, you have a chance to make changes to your Medicare coverage for the following year. But the clock is ticking. And this year, Medicare open enrollment only lasts from October 15th to December 7th. For more information on everything you need to know about Medicare and choosing your coverage plan, visit insurancequotes.com.
Support for WFSK comes from Nashville General Hospital at Meharry. You should be at the center of your own health care, and we are here to help you. Call the Nashville Healthcare Center today and make an appointment with one of our primary care providers, 615-341-4488, or visit us on the web at nashvillehealthcarecenter.com.
This weekend on Blues Time in the City, we're celebrating two birthdays.
That's what I want to give them, a show.
That's Miss Jody.
They had it made up just like Bobby Rush. When I walked in, I thought it was me.
And that's Bobby Rush. Their birthdays are this weekend, the 10th. And we're having big fun with them. Join me, Arrojine Bailey, the happiest man in America, for Blues Time in the City this weekend, right here. Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from Kingdom Cafe and Grill. Plan to visit Kingdom Cafe and Grill, Jefferson Street's newest eatery, located at 2610 Jefferson Street in Outreach Ministry of Fairfield Missionary Baptist Church. Experience delicious southern dining in an environment with Wi-Fi and other amenities. Kingdom Cafe is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and for breakfast brunch on Saturday at 8 a.m. For more information, call 615-678-7582 or online at kingdomcafeandgrill.org. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And Commander Chuck will be back here pretty soon to give you updated information on the traffic report. Anyway, at the beginning of the broadcast, I had mentioned that I'm looking forward to talking to the guest today because I could use some peace, happiness, and fulfillment in my life. I get a lot of it, but today it's like people are so distracted and have their minds on their technology and they're just, it's like, on another planet. Like nobody's paying attention to nothing. And I'm like, what in the world? So, Shannon, I'm glad to have you on today, darling.
Hi, I'm laughing because I agree. I was walking my dog the other day, and I passed like three or four people, and they were just buried in their phones.
Yeah.
And I was trying to say hi, make eye contact, and I think, yeah, that's. I'm happy to be here too, so I relate to what you're saying.
Oh my God! And it just seems like it's worse than I've ever seen it, and you know, in terms of just dealing with people in the workplace or, you know, in your life or their life or whatever. It's just a whirlwind of insanity. So, one, you know, somebody, I was having a lunch yesterday with someone, and she was talking about how she, you know, because she had her phone on the table and all that, and I'm trying to eat. I ain't got to have no phone, honey. We're trying to eat, okay? So, you know, phone and pocketbook. So, you know, she was just mentioning how intrusive it can be, and I'm like, well, why you got it on the table? I mean, to me, in my head, I was saying, well, let's just start there. And it was, she said it was, you know, her work and just requires her to constantly pick up and look, constantly pick up and look. That can't possibly be about peace and happiness, okay? It can't.
Yeah, I know. There's such a pressure for us right now, especially you're saying it's at an all-time high. We feel this internal pressure, but also outside pressure to succeed and measure up, and we're all trying to reach for higher goals. And I got to a place in my own life where I felt like no matter what I did, it wasn't good enough. And I kept feeling like something was missing. I would chase those peak experiences. You know, I'd get the goal weight hit or the promotion, and I was like, on to the next thing. And that's what I realized, my joy was missing. And I had to go on a joy-seeking journey. And that's really what led to my book that's out now, Joy Seeker, because I feel like a lot of us, we're living in such a fast-paced world that we can't connect to our joy.
Right.
We're walking around missing it.
Right. Or searching for it somewhere else. And sometimes it's just there in the beauty of where you are at that moment. And today's book is Joy Seeker. Let go, rather, of what's holding you back so you can live the life you were made for. And it just got released last week, so we have a fresh one here in the house. And,
fresh, yay! Yeah. Birthday celebration.
Yeah. And a number one best-selling author, Shannon Kaiser, is best-selling author of 5 books on the psychology of happiness and fulfillment. So you are divinely ordered as the right guest for this hour.
Perfect. I'm so happy to be here. And it is about joy, right?
Oh,
and,
yes.
And you said it best, though. Yeah. We can tap into it in each moment. I think what we're doing, you know, I do a lot of retreats, and I just had a book launch last week. And one of the common questions, I'm on book tour now, that I get asked is, you know, my goal is to be happy. I want to be happy, but it seems to, I can't hold on to it.
Yeah.
And I wanted that very much for many years. I used to suffer from depression myself and anxiety, and I was chasing happiness. And I realized happiness is fleeting. It can come and go. It's like a feeling.
Yeah.
But joy is inside of us, and joy is a state of being.
Yeah.
So I think if we let go of trying to be happy all the time, then we can allow joy to be in everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can. And so do you think, in the work that you've done as an international life coach, have you met people or you yourself experienced the opposite of joy, and that you wouldn't know it if it was set right next to you? And how did you become so knowledgeable of it that you're author of these best-selling books?
Yeah, I tend to write books about what I need to learn. And this book, Joy Seeker, actually started the concept for it in one of the saddest times of my life. I was going through immense grief because I lost my best friend, who was a rescue dog, Tucker. And he died of old age. And I think anyone who goes through grief of a pet or a loved one, that grief can become consuming, and it took over. But I had adopted Tucker 10 years ago when I was diagnosed with depression. And with him in my life, I found self-love, I changed careers and became a writer, and I really found purpose and passion. So when he left, all of that went away for a moment too, and I realized that I was still putting happiness outside of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I have to learn how to find joy within me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what led to the year-long dedication of joy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know it would turn into a book, but I'm so thankful because the book is out in the world, you know,
mm-hmm.
now. So yes, I agree that sometimes I believe joy seeker, being a joy seeker, does not mean being joyful all the time. It means allowing yourself to be where you are, and that is the joyful experience.
Yeah, yeah. So your loss of your friend, the golden retriever friend, it was a part of the grieving process. And were you stuck in that?
You know, it's interesting because I dove deep into research. I was grieving, but I did fall into a depression, but it was different than my depression before I started writing when I was in a different career. That mm-hmm. depression was because I wasn't being true to myself. And then I started, you know, this was just a momentary thing. And in my research, I read a study that said the number one regret of the dying, this was a nurse who interviewed a whole bunch of people on their deathbed, mm-hmm. the number one regret was I wish I would have lived a life true to myself, mm-hmm. not the one others expected of me, mm-hmm. followed by I wish I would have allowed myself to be happier. Mm-hmm. And I see that in my own coaching practice, and I realized, oh my gosh, so many of us are making choices based on everyone else, and we're not actually putting ourselves into our life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I said, I have to do that. I got to start living for me.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, dealing with death is probably one of the most difficult things that people have to endure in life. But it comes to everybody and everything. And, mm-hmm. You know, just the facts are is that it's so painful and hurtful. But everybody goes through it in some way or form or another. And we ourselves will be gone to somewhere else one day. I like this quote that you put in here from Howard Thurman. Tell the audience what significance it has to you personally.
Oh, yeah. Will you read the quote for me?
Yes. It says, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what mm-hmm. the world needs is people who have come alive. Well, done.
Yes. It sounds so simple, but I actually read that quote when I was kind of in my grief, stuck with what am I going to do with my life?
Uh-huh.
I feel lost. And I read that quote and I said, well, I just need to follow my heart and do what makes me feel alive.
Yeah.
And at that time in my life, I had always wanted to travel the world. And as a writer and coach, I can do that. I really can work from anywhere. So I said, why aren't you doing that? And there was no reason. And this was the biggest dream in my heart of hearts. So I set out for a one-year journey to travel and write and coach and talk on stages.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most beautiful journey because that in itself was me healing through my grief. And I found joy and I found a purpose greater than, you know, the death of the loved one that I lost.
Yeah.
It became a journey of self-discovery.
Yeah. Well, and I guess through that, because, you know, to some people it's like, well, I don't have a snowball's chance of being able to travel and, you know, write books and do things like that. I mean, so how do you relate in your book to someone who is not in a position to be able to do that?
Yeah, and I always go back to 10 years ago when I was diagnosed with depression and suffering from anxiety, drug addictions, and eating disorders. And I was in a place of my rock bottom, wondering if life was even to live. And I had put myself on a path by first visualizing a possibility that could be greater than what I was living.
Mm.
And I have, over the past 10 years, really actively, intently created a life that serves me. And that's what this book is about. It's about authentic living.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not at all about me and my travel. It's about you being who you're meant to be.
Yeah.
And by me living the dream to travel, it gives you permission to do what you want to do in your heart. Maybe you want to write that book. Maybe you want to start that garden. Maybe you want to talk to a family member you haven't talked to in many years. It doesn't really matter what the dream is. What the purpose is the joy of being true to yourself, which is activating that dream.
Yeah, definitely. I know back in the day, in the old school days, there used to be a song that, you know, some stations probably still play it heavily, called Joy and Pain. And that was very popular on R&B music stations and in the R&B community, and still is. And, you know, it would remind us always that, you know, sunshine and rain. So we had that thought process going on growing up in, you know, hearing it in the song. But I don't know how many people, you know, share on that anymore. So you wrote your book in hopes of doing what for the reader?
Well, it's interesting because I wrote it first and foremost for me to learn how to seek joy within myself
right.
instead of chasing it. And as I did that, it became this beautiful guide to to living a life that feels purposeful and feels mission-driven in a way that you feel connected to your life. So the purpose of the book now, it's much bigger than my own personal journey. I did transform as I wrote it. And now it's a gift to the reader to truly, the biggest gift it's given me is to release expectations on life. And in, one of the principles in the book is to see your life as an unfolding creative adventure. Mm-hmm. And so when we can be in the here and now, everything starts to become more exciting and we realize we have more control over, mm-hmm. you know, anxiety and depression. It gets really big. But if you focus on this moment right here, I say the how is in the now. Mm-hmm. What one step can you take right now? And in that, you start to get your, you feel empowered again. And so it's a gift to yourself about, you know, giving yourself permission to be you.
And Shannon, in part one, you help the reader identify the barriers. What are some that they can learn from in your book, Joy Seeker?
Yeah, I think one of the, there's a couple barriers that, in no particular order, but I first identify the areas. So we have to let go of what's holding us back. And one of them is expectations. We expect our life to look a certain way. We feel off track behind. We compare ourselves to others. This is another one. And one that I see often, especially in my life coaching practice, is our fear, both of the unknown, but also our fear of what other people think of us. The majority of people don't take steps forward on their dreams because they're terrified of what other people will say. What if they fail? And in that, I go back to the how is in the now. We focus more on what brings us joy. Mm-hmm. Do it for you, because when you do take that step right now, you realize that you're not only helping yourself, you're putting more love in the world because you're loving doing what you love, but you do help your families and your communities, and you help all those around you because you're happier.
Mm-hmm. And whenever I interview authors that write about happiness and joy and peace and love and all that, can you give us your personal definition of happiness?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's about being true to yourself, being authentic, authenticity. So happiness to me, it's really joy. And joy is authentic living, being who you are, mm-hmm. connecting to your true self. Hmm.
Okay, so are you all connecting? That's the question. So many people seem dissatisfied and distracted and trying to figure it out. That's
exactly it.
They really are. It's every day.
And we started the whole segment talking about the distractions.
Yeah.
And I call them joy busters. And these are things that I call them also energy suckers. They suck our energy, whether it's, you know, consuming too much media or TV and focusing on the things like spending time with your family or, you know, going out in nature. What I often say to someone is to just think about what brings you joy. Yeah. When's the last time you laughed so?
Yeah.
Right? When's the last time you called a friend and just said, hey, how you doing? Like, honestly, how are you doing? You don't have to force a smile for me. Let's connect.
Right.
And, you know, it's about coming together. I think what's interesting for me, Joy Seeker, I thought it was going to be this big, grand adventure.
Uh-huh.
But what I realized is it's really about the moment-by-moment intentions we bring to each moment. So it's about belonging, connecting. It's about family. It's about coming together, not pushing ourselves away from others.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why, you know, I hope that you all are tuning in today and gaining something that you can breathe on your way home. So when you get home, you'll be joyful and pleasant instead of what you want.
That's a great moment. It's about appreciation, right?
Yes.
And that was something when I was suffering from my depression,
yeah.
and even when I was going through my grief. It's about turning these hard moments in our life into appreciation for, it's, you know, connecting to higher power, whatever really connects us to the moment, and being thankful for what is going well.
Absolutely. Joy Seeker is today's book. And Shannon Kaiser, international life coach, author, and speaker, is my guest. And I want to, you know, let the audience know this is a two-way talk program. Sharon Kay will talk you to death. And but I do want them to know if they have a question or comment and want to speak directly to Shannon, they are welcome to do that by calling 615-329-8810, 615-329-8810. Now, let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
There's a place to share the joy of your team winning it all, and a place to share a laugh about skiing and taking a fall. There's a place to share photos of pets or singing in the choir or the time you ate a pepper and your mouth was on fire. But we could all be better at sharing how we're feeling inside. 76% of employees have struggled with at least one issue that affected their mental health. When you share, you're not alone. Ask about your company's emotional health benefits. Visit heart.org/sharing. Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
Good afternoon. Heavy traffic out here on the South Loop, the West Loop. 440 eastbound's already busy trying to get past the 65 split. Out here trying to squeeze through that construction. Echo Hill there at Woodmont Boulevard, that's out west. That's one of the latest wrecks. It's really busy now. 65 up through Madison as you make your way up past OHB all the way to Vietnam Vets. This traffic report brought to you by Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Port 4 WFSK comes from Nashville General Hospital at Meharry. You should be at the center of your own health care, and we are here to help you. Call the Nashville Healthcare Center today and make an appointment with one of our primary care providers, 615-341-4488, or visit us on the web at NashvilleHealthcareCenter.com.
This week, we're celebrating Homecoming 2019 on the campus with a host of activities each day. FISC Operation Homecoming covers academic events to parties, receptions, music, and Saturday's Yard Fest tailgating at 11 a.m. and a women's and men's basketball game beginning at 3 p.m. For the complete schedule for FISC Operation Homecoming 2019, visit FISC.edu.
Support for WFSK comes from AEG Presents. Award-winning contemporary jazz, R&B, and funk musician Brian Culbertson. Live in concert, Brian Culbertson is bringing the 2020 tour to Marathon Music Works on April 29th, 2020. Tickets and information available starting November 14th at MarathonMusicWorks.com and BrianCulbertson.com. That's BrianCulbertson.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK. Historic Fisk University. Now, just a quick note, and then we'll get back with the guest. The Yard Fest that we will be at, the station will be out there Saturday. Looking at the forecast, all good. Okay, right now, as of right now. So, we shouldn't have to bust out the rain gear. That's always a mess. But anyway, folks usually come out and enjoy the seeing and fellowship and things that people do during the homecoming campus-to-campus homecomings that the universities have. Now, we're talking about something that is terribly important here. And that is finding peace, happiness, fulfillment, and joy. And that would be so nice for so many of you who haven't experienced that ever or in a long time for whatever reason, and need to get a little boost or have a idea of what you'd like to have in your life versus what you have going on. We're happy to have international life coach, author, and speaker Shannon Kaiser on the show today to talk about her brand new book, Joy Seeker, Let Go of What's Holding You Back. And don't wait. To me, I'm like, well, don't wait until you're 90 years old. Tell me, I sure wish I'd have done such and such. You better go on and do it. you better have a little fun and do a little something. Now, you have shared with us a couple of things on the front end to get us going. I want to know about the letting go of the distractions section of your book, because I think everybody's got them and they're just now starting to reveal it to one another or to themselves. I know you addressed that in your book. So give us an idea of where you're coming from.
Yeah, so the distractions can be anything from putting our focus on things that are draining us, you know, stressing about things we can't really control. Worrying, I find, is one of the largest things that blocks us. We worry so much about the future because we're really afraid of the unknown. Mm-hmm. I have a tool that this book is really Joy Seekers, full of inspirational tips and journal prompts and actionable tools that I call Joy Jaunts. And one of the Joy Jaunts we can do is turn worry into wonder. Mm-hmm. So if you're worrying a lot and obsessing about something maybe in the future or worrying about the past and how it could have played out different, mm-hmm. really think about, you know, 90% of our thoughts are often focused on worry. If we turn our attention to first identify what we're worrying about and realize that this is a worry, so we can see it, stop it, and shift it to a more positive thought. Mm-hmm. And we shift it by going to a wonder statement. So I'm so worried about how I'm going to pay my next bill.
Right.
Maybe that's a big worry. Could turn into you could start straight with a wonder. I wonder how amazing it will be to know that I'm taken care of and provided for.
Wow.
Or I get to go to work today and make money to help pay for that phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how amazing it will be. And so you start to play with possibilities in your mind. Maybe you're worried about what someone else that you're going in to ask for a promotion and you're worried that mm-hmm. it didn't happen last time. I wonder how amazing it will be for me to actually be recognized for my great work.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start to turn these worries into wonders just by entertaining the idea of what you want instead of what you don't want.
Hmm. So I wonder what it's like to get a raise.
There you go. Yeah. And I want you to like hold that. Hold that for, you know, they actually say it only takes about 15 seconds
okay.
to start to transform. So say that 15 times, you know. That's what we do. And you'll call me next week and you go, Shannon, I got a raise.
I'll be like, girl, are you kidding me?
That's how it works.
And I know so many other people out there, you know, like the teacher's been trying for so long to get in this region at 10%. So let's all think it together, y'all.
It's exactly it. Collective together. We do it together. And that's another thing, too. Coming together uh-huh. is one of the most important things that I talk about in the book. Coming together with your community, standing up for causes you believe in. This is all part of our joy.
Wow. Well, I'd be joyful for a few minutes until tax time roll around. Then I'd be like, oh, my God.
And then, oh, totally. And then we return to the now, because right now we can access joy. One moment by moment. And I love your laughter. Laughter is one of the best ways for us to access
yeah,
joy.
Yeah. I just, you know, to me, it's like, it's been a part of my on-air life and my not just that, but me, period, for my entire life. And, you know, some people have told me over my broadcast career, when I was first getting in there and stuff, and I was a nighttime DJ, my name was the Nightbird. I gave myself a little nickname, you know, because this is radio. Use your imagination. So The ladies used to call me, and the old gentlemen and older ladies, they used to call and say, we're tuning in tonight just to hear you laugh because it just perked up our day. And I'm like, really? I'm sitting here, you know, not having any clue that, you know, I just made a mistake on the air and it just perked up their life. I'm like, oh my God. You know, I'm just glad to know it still works. Now, Shannon, when you go around and speak internationally, do you talk to business leaders and companies and things of that nature? Or are you just strictly, you know, when people bring you in on groups and et cetera? How does this work for you?
Yes, I'm a keynote speaker for a lot of different organizations. If they invite me in, I've spoken to business leaders. Mm-hmm. I've spoken at the headquarters of many corporations, Nike and many companies. I do a lot of my talks and everything I do, the books, even Joy Seeker, this new book, it's about empowerment. Mm-hmm. I am here to help people empower themselves to be their true self and really love who you are. Mm-hmm. So it also leads retreats. I have a retreat coming up in 2 weeks in Canada, a self-love retreat.
Joy
Seeker retreat.
Yeah.
It's really about us being who we are and loving ourselves because we all need more love, you know?
Yeah. So is there like, you know, a lot of the empowerment, encouragement speakers and authors I've interviewed over the years, is there some kind of daily thing that you work on? Or, you know, I heard what you said before the break about, you know, tell yourself, you know, the scenarios. And that does make perfectly good sense. Is there something that you, when you're, you know, you're speaking and doing your public speaking, et cetera, and you could pass on to the audience that will help them, you know, they can work on in the car on the way home or tonight or something of that nature?
Yeah, absolutely. I love power mantras, and I use mantras, and mantras are just positive words, and you can repeat them to yourself, and there's a lot of different mantras, but one that comes up for anyone who's looking for more joy mm-hmm. is, I accept myself, and I love myself as I am. I'm allowing and creating joy. And so you just repeat this. You can also say, I am peace, all is well. And you start to repeat these power statements. I also love to journal. Mm-hmm. I wake up every morning, and I think if there's one thing you want to do right away, it's to turn to gratitude and have an appreciation practice. Mm-hmm. And I used to write them out. Every morning, I'd write out 5 or 6 things I was mm-hmm. thankful for in a little journal. Now I just repeat them in my mind. You know, I would walk with my dog or drink my water, and I'd be so thankful for this clean water. I'm mm-hmm. so thankful for the earth. You know, you start to be appreciative for the things because, you know, there's a lot going on in the world. It's chaotic. There's a lot of fear, a lot of negativity. But when we return, you know, just petting your pet or hugging your loved one or telling your family, hey, I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. These things are really important.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. Let's go into one of the chapters, chapter 6 of your book. I saw some things in there that I thought would be good to address, and I just clicked off the thing and I just missed my page. Do you have your book with you?
I do. There's a couple different parts about chapter 7. So the book is separated into parts, and the uh-huh. part, are you talking about part 7 maybe?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. So I have the book in front of me, but really one of the mantras that I actually use a lot is we learn the way on the way. And this is a mantra for part 7, which is how to trust yourself in your life.
Yes.
And it's about allowing. And I truly believe that at the core of everything that we feel stuck in, it's a lot of the times that we are not trusting ourselves. Uh-huh. Or trusting life. You know, we're scared. We're scared to make a wrong choice. But this whole section is about getting in touch with who you really are, trusting your instincts. And when we can start to do this, and you can do this just like while you're sitting in the car, think about the feelings that you have, think about the insights that you've been getting, maybe towards a dream that you want. Our intuition's talking to us all the time. These are the gut feelings. And you start to pay attention to those. That's trusting yourself. And so the next step is to take action on one of the insights that comes to you. Maybe it's an inner voice that says, hey, call your sister-in-law you haven't talked to in a long time.
Right.
Or maybe it's like turn this way instead of, you know, go right. And then later you find out there was an accident. And if you would
right,
you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and your first mind is generally the right one.
It's so true, right? And so it's about getting in, it's about becoming our friend, our own friend, and really getting in touch with ourselves. And one thing I recognize too, and I think this could help with any listener who's feeling stuck in life, and they're like, yeah, I can't really get to joy. Uh-huh. I recognized when things seem to be falling apart, and many times in my life I've had a lot of rock bottoms, it's actually a rearranging and things are kind of falling into place. So what we can do is trust the process.
Yeah.
Because if you look back in your life, you can look at how you were resilient, you're strong, you're beautiful, you will make it through this.
Yes, yes. So you all telling yourself on the way home today, that, you know, you feel good, you look good. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you might be kind of cute.
Yes, exactly. And it's exactly it, right? So we honor our joy. And it's beautiful. A mantra, you could say, is I trust myself and I follow through on the inspiration from my heart.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, and use the time wisely instead of being in frustration land while you're stuck in traffic. Because I see a lot of people just about lose their minds, you know. They are flipping out and, you know, going crazy and, you know, just angry, mad, and hostile and stuff. And that's no way to be behind a 2-ton vehicle. You know, that's like, that's dangerous for everybody. Now, tell me more about where you have, do you have the workshops and trainings and the retreats yourself at your own organization, or how do you do that?
So I lead different retreats around the world, and the one that I have coming up is teamed up with the Fairmont, which is a hotel, and they have a wellness, basically a wellness center.
Oh.
So if you go to my website, playwiththeworld.com,
uh-huh.
I also have free meditations and free videos. I release weekly blogs, lots of content to help you feel connected and more in line, joyful. On playwiththeworld.com events, that has a list of all the events. And so it just depends. I don't have my own wellness center, but I often team up with others.
Okay, excellent. And you how long have you been doing this work, Shannon?
10 years. This is my 10-year anniversary, actually, from being free of depression, anxiety, and corporate burnout.
And during that time period, you just don't even know who that other person was, do you?
It's interesting because I want to hug her, you know, younger me. She was doing the best she could, and I think we all are at all stages of our life.
Yeah.
And she didn't know what she didn't know. And looking back, I'm so thankful that I allowed myself to give myself permission to go for my dream to be a writer.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We have to go for permission to be us.
Yeah. Well, you are doing it, girl. And I'm very appreciative of your time, and I'm feeling good about it. Shannon, and
I'm so glad we were here. Thank you.
Oh, definitely. Well, you know, I usually have to ask the Lord for things I want, like, Lord, please, would you? And he,
beautiful.
You know, yeah, so I needed to focus. So this is good. Good, good, good. Now, again, give your, you said playwiththeworld.com is your website?
Yep, playwiththeworld.com. And the book Joy Seeker is available at bookstores and all online retailers.
Excellent. Shannon, thank you so much, okay?
Awesome. I'm so glad we got to chat today. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Have a good rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Shannon Kaiser. And you all do it now. I mean, I bring these experts in and on so you won't be all messed up. You know, we're trying to... I'm doing my part. I'm definitely doing my part. So I need you all to exhale and do yours. And feel good about it, because you know what? This life is so doggone short, y'all. Don't even make any sense. Next thing you know, you look up and you're 99. Talking about, I wish I'd have done. So you know, you all know out there that's precisely how it goes. We'll get into life and enjoy it to the fullest. Now, we got the news coming up, and be on the other side with a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.